The Power of Words, a Reflection on Wisdom and Our Need for Christ. The passage in James 3:4-5 gives us a strong image, comparing the human tongue to the rudder of a ship. Just like the rudder directs a ship, even though it is small, the tongue has the power to guide the course of our lives through our words. The pilot's intention controls where the ship goes, and in the same way, our words show what is in our hearts and how much we need Christ every day. The American saying, "Put your foot in your mouth," is used when someone says something wrong or without thinking. But instead of putting our foot in our mouth, this text gives us another challenge. Put your foot in your heart. The book of Proverbs teaches us that chasing after our own desires, expressing thoughtless opinions, and seeking justice in the wrong way can lead to bad results. Those who live in isolation, only focused on their own desires, go against true wisdom. Proverbs 18:1. The fool only wants to share their opinions and does not care to understand. Version 2. And in the wrong desire for justice, the righteous can be denied their rights. Verse 5. The results of these actions are easy to see. Wicked people experience shame and dishonor. Verse 3. Arguments come from the lips of fools. Verse 6. And their own words become a trap for them. Verse 7. What we say shows not only our intentions, but also how much we need Christ, who offers wisdom and salvation. In contrast, the wise person's words are like deep waters, a source of life and wisdom that flows like a river. Verse 4. Proverbs 10:11 also says that the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. This means that when we speak wisely, it shows our relationship with God and how we affect those around us. At the end of the day, we are challenged to think about the power of our words. They can either build or destroy. So, let's put our foot in our heart, looking for God's wisdom to guide what we say, because just like the rudder controls the ship, our words control our lives and show how much we need Christ. Eduardo Mendez, President and Founder.